Good morning, the exotic set. This is Kiri speaking. Yes, certainly. Yeah. Certainly. What's the temperatures in his enclosure? Okay. Not a problem. 28. Okay. And has he had a health check done before since you've had him? Yeah, like I would definitely recommend a checkup just to rule out that there isn't anything underlying that could potentially be causing him to not want to eat. We can also check to make sure his enclosure set up and everything like that is going okay. If he happens to have passed a fresh fecal sample, bring that along as well, and we'll check to make sure there's no parasites or anything like that in the feces that might be causing him to not want to eat. So that would be the first point of call. If he's not eating, has he eaten like once when he had his last feed? Did he defecate after that feed? He did. Okay, excellent. So I definitely would recommend getting him checked out just to make sure that he's in good health and there's nothing underlying that could be causing him to be not wanting to eat. Our next availability wouldn't be until tomorrow afternoon. Otherwise, it would be next week. Is there any days that you are wanting or just the next available? Yeah, sure. I could do a 10 past 11 on a Monday. Does that suit? Okay. And we obviously haven't seen you here before. No? Okay. I'll just grab some details so I can get make that appointment for you. What's your first name? So R-E-B-E-H-K-A, was it? Yeah. And your surname? Is it R-O-B-I-N? Excellent. And your email address? And your best contact number, is it the one that you're calling on now? And your address there, Rebecca. And sorry, I didn't catch the number. Number 6. Six Monash Place, Fitzgibbon, was it? And what was the postcode, sorry? And does this snake have a name? We've actually got quite a few on our records with that name. So, yeah. And a male, you said? He's a male? Yep. And how old is he approximately? Do you know? Okay, so you was pretty much that big when you got him? Okay. I'll pop him in as two, so just in case. And you said he's a children's python, wasn't he? Okay, well, I'll pop you in at 10 past 11 on Monday the 14th there to have a look. If he happens to go to the toilet between now and then, I doubt it, but if he does, just pop it into a Ziploc bag and as long as it stays moist, we'll be able to have a look at it. If not, when he does eat and defecate, just bring that sample in. That'll be included in the health check here that we're doing. I will send you a questionnaire as well to the email that you just provided. That'll just give us a little bit of insight as to his husbandry, his what he eats and things like that, just for our own records. But yeah, got you all booked in at 10 past 11. Not a problem. See you then. Thank you. Bye.